Chapter 4. The headmistress's office was filled with sunlight. It poured in through the windows in the ceiling and the wide window behind her desk. All the glass had cost a small fortune to have shipped from the islands of Baleen, but Headmistress Hannah thought it was worth it. Her office was situated at the top of the academy, close to the forest canopy where no branches blocked the midday light. Hands clasped behind her back, shoulders straight in perfect headmistress posture, Hannah faced the largest window and let the sunlight soak into her. She hated this day. Entrance examination day. All the applicants came so full of hope, and it was her job to crush that hope out of them before the academy crushed them. It felt like being cruel to sweet, fluffy kittens. Behind her, the door squeaked as it opened, and she heard the shuffle of feet on the thick carpet. She knew without looking that the applicant was trying to step gingerly, trying to keep the muck and water from the maze from soaking into the rug. Listening, Hannah waited while the applicant found a spot of wood floor to stand on, where the mess wouldn't cause too much damage. But Hannah knew without looking that it required standing in the center of the brightest sunlight. It was all strategic, of course, designed to make the applicants feel uncomfortable and out of place, but it was hell on the carpet. "So, you believe you can be an heir," Headmistress Hannah said without turning. "My little sister does, and I won't let her down, ma'am." Hannah closed her eyes. "Spare me the heroes," she thought. The ambitious ones were easier to take. Disappointment just made them angry. The altruistic ones were always so sad. "It doesn't matter what she thinks, she isn't here, and she won't be here if you stay. You won't see your family daily anymore, or even monthly. You will live at the academy, sleep here, eat here, breathe here. You will work until your muscles feel like sponges and your mind feels like dust. You will have neither the time nor the energy to worry about what your little sister thinks of you."